Chapter 4. Ben Gunn to the rescue. Ahead of me, a large rock came loose and rolled down the hillside. Someone was up there watching me. I stopped and looked up. A man leaped behind a tree. Was it one of the pirates? Silver was behind me and this man was in front of me. I was trapped and I was tired. I started to run back the way I came. As I ran, I looked back over my shoulder. The man reappeared and started to run. He was moving as fast as a deer. Then I remembered my gun and reached for it. When he saw what I was doing, the man stopped running and took a step towards me. At last we met. He knelt down in front of me and held out his hands.
"Don't shoot me,"
he begged. His voice was creaky like a rusty lock. "Who are you?" I asked.
"My name is Ben Gunn," he replied. "I haven't spoken to another human being for 3 years.
His skin was sunburned and his clothes were rags. When I looked more closely, I saw that they were made of old bits of sail, held together with rope. "3 years?" I asked. "What happened to you? Were you in a shipwreck?"
"No. I used to be a pirate, but I argued with my captain, and he left me on this island. I eat berries and fish from the sea, but I dream about cheese."
"You will have all the cheese you can eat if you help me," I told him. He looked at me.
"What's your name?"
he asked. "Jim," I replied.
"Well, Jim, perhaps you can help me to get away from this island. And perhaps I can help you. I'm a rich man," said Ben Gunn.
I thought he was crazy. How could such a man be rich?
"I know you came here on that ship, Jim. Is it Flint's ship?" he asked.
This idea seemed to terrify him. "No, it isn't Flint's ship. Flint is dead. But some of his pirates are on board. When we set sail for the island, we didn't know that most of our crew were pirates," I explained.
"Is there a man with one leg? Tell me he's not there,"
Ben Gunn cried. He grabbed my arm and held it tightly. "Are you talking about Silver?" I asked.
"Yes, that was his name," he replied.
"He's the ship's cook and the leader of the pirates," I explained. Then I told this strange man the whole story. Somehow I knew that I could trust him. When I had finished, Ben said,
"Well, you and your friends are in trouble, that's for sure. But you're a good lad, Jim, I can see that. If I help you to find the treasure and get rid of the pirates, will Squire Trelawney pay me? Will he share the treasure with me and give me a ride home on his ship? I'm a good sailor, and you'll need help to sail her when the pirates are gone."
"I'm sure Squire Trelawney will agree to that," I said. "He's a fair man, and we need all the help we can get." Ben gave a sigh of relief.
"Oh, now, I will tell you my story," he said. "I was on Flint's ship when he brought the treasure to this island. When his crew had buried it, he killed everyone except Silver, Pew, Billy Bones, and me. We had stayed on the ship, and then we set sail for home. 3 years ago, I came to the island on another ship. We searched for the treasure for 12 days. We couldn't find it, and the captain was angry. On the 12th day, he gave me a shovel and said, 'You can stay here and find Flint's treasure by yourself.' Then he sailed away and left me on my own. I've been here since that day."
Then he thought of something else.
"I've got a little boat, Jim," he told me. "It's hidden under the white rock. We may need it."
Suddenly, I heard the sound of a cannon. "The pirates on the Hispaniola are firing the cannon. They've started fighting," I cried. "Come on, Ben." We ran back to the boats on the beach. Ben knew the island well and he showed me a quick way to get there. We heard more cannon fire and gunshots. And then, above the trees ahead of me, I saw a flag fluttering in the breeze. It was the Union flag, the flag of my country. Dr. Livesey continued the story in his diary.
My good friend Trelawney asked me if we should try to overpower the six pirates remaining on the ship and sail away. I told him that Captain Smollett had said there wasn't enough wind. Also, we thought that Jim had gone ashore, and we couldn't leave him behind. I was very worried about Jim. He was on the island with a band of dangerous men. We decided that I would go ashore with Hunter, one of Trelawney's men, to see what we could find out. We left the six pirates on board. They grumbled, but they stayed on the ship. Then we rowed to the island. I told Hunter that the map showed a wooden building not far from shore. Some sailors built it long ago, and I thought it would make a good place for our headquarters. We pulled the little boat up onto the beach and set off for the building. It was a house made of logs, and it was big enough to hold about 40 men. There was a strong wooden fence around it, and there was a stream nearby, fresh water at last. Suddenly we heard a terrible cry. "It's Jim," I thought. "The fighting has started, and they've killed him." Hunter and I ran to the boat and rowed back to the Hispaniola to fetch Squire Trelawney, Captain Smollett, and the others. We loaded the rowing boat with meat, biscuits, and guns. I took my medicine chest. Captain Smollett told the six pirates that if they signalled to anyone on the island, we would shoot them. There wasn't time to burn the other rowing boats. We made several journeys. We knew Silver and his men were not far away. He had more men, but we had more guns. Then Captain Smollett persuaded one of the six pirates to join our side. We needed all the help we could get. The last rowing boat was overloaded, and there was a strong tide. It was hard to keep the little boat afloat and to steer it towards the landing place. Suddenly, Captain Smollett cried out that we had forgotten the cannon. We looked behind us and saw the five pirates preparing to fire it. They fired the cannon, and a cannonball flew past our heads. Trelawney took out his gun and fired back. One of the pirates fell to the deck. The other four screamed with rage, and so did the pirates on the beach. They were all getting back into their rowing boats. Our overloaded boat filled up with water. As we came close to the beach, it sank. We waded to the shore, angry because we had lost food and gunpowder in the water. We ran as fast as we could to the wooden house. The pirates raced after us. As we arrived, seven pirates appeared before us, and there was a fierce battle. The pirates lost one man, and Red Ruth, Trelawney's servant, was shot. As the pirates retreated, we took him into the house, but sadly the poor man died. Trelawney was very upset. Captain Smollett took the Union flag from his pocket. He made a flagpole and tied the flag to it. Then he looked for food in our stores. Captain Smollett asked me how long I thought we would be here. I told him it could be for months, as we had to fight the pirates as well as find the treasure. The captain told me there wasn't much food. Then we heard a cannonball hit the side of the loghouse, and another. Trelawney said the pirates couldn't see the loghouse from the Hispaniola, but they could see the flag. He suggested that we should take it down, but the captain refused. Then he said we could get food and gunpowder from the sunken rowing boat. But when we got near, we saw that we were too late. Silver and his men were picking up the supplies and rowing them back to the Hispaniola. The captain sat down to write his log. I sat and worried about young Jim. Was he alive or dead? And then I heard a voice from behind the wooden fence. It was Jim. I ran to greet him as he climbed over the fence and joined us.
When Ben Gunn saw the Union flag flying above the trees, he grabbed my arm.
"That's the British flag," he said. "Your friends are sheltering in Captain Flint's old loghouse."
"What if it's the pirates?" I asked.
"No. Pirates don't fly the Union flag. Pirates always fly the Jolly Roger flag," explained Ben Gunn.
"Let's go to the loghouse. You can meet Dr. Livesey and Squire Trelawney," I said.
"No, not yet," replied Ben. "I don't trust anyone. One of them must come and see me first. He'll find me where you first saw me. He must carry a white flag as a sign of peace.
Then a cannonball flew through the trees and thudded into the sand. Ben ran into the wood and I set off for the log house. More cannonballs fell and I ran from one hiding place to another. The cannonballs were aimed at the log house and I didn't dare go too near it. Soon I was back on the beach. The tide was right out and I could see the Hispaniola. The cannon fire was over, but I noticed something that almost made my heart stop. The pirate flag, the Jolly Roger, was flying above the ship.